Lamentations. Chapter 1. How does the city sit solitary, that was full of people? She has become as a widow, who is great among the nations. She who was a princess among the provinces is become tributary. She weeps sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she is none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction, and because of great servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtook her within the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn, because none come to the solemn assembly. All her gates are desolate. Her priests do sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she herself is in bitterness. Her adversaries are become the head. Her enemies prosper, for Yahweh has afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her young children are gone into captivity before the adversary. From the daughter of Zion all her majesty is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pasture. They are gone without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembers in the days of her affliction, and of her miseries all her pleasant things that were from the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the adversary, and none did help her. The adversaries saw her. They did mock at her desolations. Jerusalem has grievously sinned. Therefore she is become as an unclean thing. All who honoured her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sighs, and turns backward. Her filthiness was in her skirts. She didn't remember her latter end. Therefore is she come down wonderfully. She has no comforter. See, Yahweh, my affliction, for the enemy has magnified himself. The adversary has spread out his hand on all her pleasant things, for she has seen that the nations are entered into her sanctuary, concerning whom you did command that they should not enter into your assembly. All her people sigh. They seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for food to refresh the soul. Look, Yahweh, and see, for I am become abject. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look, and see if there be any sorrow like my sorrow, which is brought on me, with which Yahweh has afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From on high has he sent fire into my bones, and it prevails against them. He has spread a net for my feet. He has turned me back. He has made me desolate, and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are knit together. They are come up on my neck. He has made my strength to fail. The Lord has delivered me into their hands, against whom I am not able to stand. The Lord has set at nothing all my mighty men in the midst of me. He has called a solemn assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord has trodden as in a winepress the virgin daughter of Judah. For these things I weep. My eye runs down with water, because the comforter who should refresh my soul is far from me. My children are desolate, because the enemy has prevailed. Zion spreads forth her hands. There is none to comfort her. Yahweh has commanded concerning Jacob, that those who are round about him should be his adversaries. Jerusalem is among them as an unclean thing. Yahweh is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandment. Please hear all you peoples, and see my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders gave up the spirit in the city, while they sought them food to refresh their souls. See, Yahweh, for I am in distress. My heart is troubled. My heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword bereaves, at home there is as death. They have heard that I sigh. There is none to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that you have done it. You will bring the day that you have proclaimed, and they shall be like me. Let all their wickedness come before you. Do to them as you have done to me for all my transgressions, for my sighs are many, and my heart is faint.